KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear, 0 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 10. Winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill around 25 degrees below zero at times. There is a wind chill advisory in effect for the entire listening area until noon today. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news this hour, the Creston Police Department reports three arrests took place this past Saturday. 41-year-old Crystal Dawn Huddleston of Creston was arrested at her home Saturday on a Taylor County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of probation violation. Her cash-only bond was set at $5,000. 22-year-old Christina Marie Patterson of Creston was arrested Saturday afternoon on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance. Her cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. And 29-year-old Natasha Ann Campbell of Creston was arrested Saturday afternoon at the Walmart store there. She was charged with theft in the fifth degree with bond set at $300. As the number of Democrats running for president grows, the 2020 hopefuls fanned out across several early voting states over the weekend and met with voters in some of the states that will have an early say in determining the nominee. Senators Cory Booker of New Jersey and Sherrod Brown of Ohio are in South Carolina, the site of the South's first primary, drawing diverse audiences in the state where the primary electorate is largely composed of minority voters. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, made Brooklyn the official site of his second run for the White House, saying his campaign is tailor-made to defeat President Trump. In Iowa, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts courted voters. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota was scheduled to attend the Gridiron Dinner in Washington, an event where politicians traditionally poke fun at the press and other politicians. Trump spoke at a gathering of conservatives in suburban Maryland, where he mocked the Democrats for their framework to combat climate change and said House lawmakers pushing to expand their investigations of him are sick. Now, Sanders will hold a rally in Council Bluffs this Thursday, March the 7th at 6:30 p.m. in the Exhibition Hall at the Mid-America Center at One Arena Way. The event is free and open to the public. Tickets are not required, but an RSVP is encouraged. Entrance is provided on a first-come, first-served basis. In Iowa, shopping mall's roof caved in over the weekend. Pat Powers reports from Webster City.
Fort Dodge authorities say heavy snow was to blame for the partial collapse to a roof at the Crossroads Mall on Saturday morning. There were no reports of any injuries when the incident happened just before 10 a.m. The roof collapsed on a part of the mall not being used by retailers. The mall was closed for the day and reopened for business again on Sunday. I'm Pat Powers.
Des Moines police officers fatally shot an armed suspect who confronted them during a foot chase. Officers responding to a call about a shooting at around 3:50 a.m. today were told by the victim that he'd been shot in the leg when two men stole his vehicle. Police say the vehicle was occupied by three people when it was seen about 10 minutes later. Officers followed it until it parked in a driveway in central Des Moines. Three people then fled on foot as officers approached. Police say one of them brandished a handgun and was shot by officers who died at the scene. The two suspects were taken into custody without further incident. Police have not yet identified those involved or said whether the man fired his weapon. A suspect has been arrested in an eastern Iowa fire that injured two people. Fire trucks were sent to the home in Independence at around 11:30 p.m. on Saturday. The names of the two injured and other details about the fire have not yet been released. Authorities say Shane Hines of Olwine was taken into custody Sunday and charged with arson. Police said also they've arrested a man suspected of setting a Cedar Rapids apartment fire that injured him and four others, including a firefighter. Station KCRG reports that 24-year-old Dallas Tullis of Cedar Rapids was arrested Friday and charged with first-degree arson, assault on a police officer, assault causing injury, and interference with official acts. Investigators say Tullis set the fire Thursday morning that destroyed the apartment complex. Police say he was found near the scene and taken to a hospital for injuries. Police say Tullis assaulted an officer and a security guard at the hospital. He's since been released and booked into the Linn County Jail. A 65-year-old male suffered life-threatening injuries and was still hospitalized at last report. Two other adults also suffered injuries and were treated and released. An 18-year-old from Illinois is suspected of killing a woman near a Davenport shopping center. Authorities say Craig Coleman Jr. is charged with robbery, intimidation with a dangerous weapon, and first-degree murder in the slaying of 19-year-old Destiny Orr Clark on May the 4th. Orr Clark was fatally shot south of Davenport Memorial Park near the Old Town shopping center. Coleman, who lives in Rock Island, Illinois, was arrested Saturday by Rock Island officers. A former farmhand charged with first-degree murder in the abduction and stabbing death of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts in Iowa wants to have his trial moved to a more diverse county. The Des Moines Register reports 24-year-old Christian Bahina Rivera's lawyers filed a motion Friday asking the trial be moved out of Poweshiek County so there can be more minority representation in the jury pool. Rivera is charged in the killing of Tibbetts, a University of Iowa student who disappeared while out for a run on July the 18th in Brooklyn, Iowa. Investigators recovered her body a month later in a cornfield. A medical examiner has said Tibbetts was stabbed to death. Rivera is a Mexican national who's been accused of being in the country illegally. He worked at a dairy farm a few miles from where Tibbetts disappeared. A jury has acquitted an anti-violence activist who has been charged with child endangerment. The Des Moines Register reports 46-year-old Calvetta Williams was found not guilty Friday by a Polk County District Court jury. Williams was charged with child endangerment causing injury for an incident investigators say happened at Williams' daycare in July of 2017, during which a girl received superficial injuries. Williams voluntarily surrendered her child care provider license that same month. Williams founded Mothers Against Violence in 2013 after the shooting death of a close friend in Des Moines. And the Iowa Department of Human Services officials have used the state's safe haven procedures for the 33rd time since the law went into effect. Authority officials say a boy was born February 2nd at an Iowa hospital, and the infant was released to the custody of the DHS. A court hearing to terminate parental rights is held within a month, and the specific details are withheld in order to protect the identity of the parents of the child. Through Iowa's safe haven law, parents have the option to safely hand over custody of their babies aged 30 days or younger without the fear of prosecution for abandonment. The parent or their authorized representative can leave the newborn at a hospital or health care facility and can remain anonymous. The safe haven law was approved in the wake of a high-profile case in 2001 involving a teen mother in eastern Iowa who killed her home-delivered newborn. Infants who are safe haven babies are placed with currently approved foster or adoptive families. And if you're interested in becoming a foster or adoptive parent, you can go to www.iowafosterandadoption.org. For more information on the safe haven procedure, you can go to dhs.iowa.gov/safe-haven. Elsewhere in the news, a filmmaking couple from the Quad Cities is planning for the Davenport debut of their newest movie later this month. Kelly Rundle says he and his wife Tammy of Fourth Wall Films are all ready to premiere Sons and Daughters of Thunder and what will be the 185th anniversary of what's known as the Lane Seminary Debates, a turning point in American history.
In 1834, at a seminary in Cincinnati, Ohio, the first public debates about the abolition of slavery took place. And that's significant in and of itself, but also significant because one of the witnesses of that event was someone who later became quite famous, a woman named Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Years later, Stowe's novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, is said to have been described by President Abraham Lincoln as the book that started the Civil War. The Rundles film is based on a play written by Curtis Heater and Earlene Hawley of Waverly, Iowa. The film features actors from Los Angeles, Chicago, and the Quad Cities. Most of the filming was done in and around the Quad Cities in historic homes, churches, and other buildings. Some scenes were also shot in Cincinnati in the Harriet Beecher Stowe House, the last remaining structure on what was the last, or rather on what was the seminary Lane grounds.
Like our other films, we'll have another, a number of ways to see the film later. There'll be other showings that we hope for broadcasts. We always release our films on DVD.
And he said that the film, by the way, is scheduled to premiere at the National Geographic Giant Screened Theater at the Putnam Museum in Davenport on March the 6th. Another screening of the film is planned for March 23rd at the Garfield Theater in Cincinnati, Ohio, where the true story took place. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.